Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
All right, we're rolling today. Whenever Shelley Moore shows up, everything goes a little... It gets interesting. It's really kind of nutty because you artsy people and you talented music people and you singer-songwriter people.
Yeah.
You're just an interesting breed because, you know, we have a mutual friend, Matt Papa, who's been on the show many times. And so it's good to see you, Shelley. How are you? Pull the microphone out there so people can hear you. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. So it's great to have you here. Merry Christmas early.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving early.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. It's great to see you. In from Nashville. Where do you live these days?
I live just outside of Nashville.
Smaller
town.
And so Shelley watched the show last week on Thursday when we had Women in Ministry, which, of course, you've been in there for how long? How long have you been a quote-unquote woman in ministry?
I mean, probably post-college. I mean, I did some ministry in college, so it's if you just count after college, I graduated 2001. So, been a while.
17 years. You could say that.
Yeah.
Are we going to go with that? Is 17 years, is that good?
Sure.
Okay. We'll go with it. Because I'm not asking you for your age.
Yeah.
I'm just trying
I don't care. I'm 39.
I'm 39, girl.
Facebook and all of Steve Noble Show.
There you go. So, Shelley had jumped in last week on Thursday. I saw that. And then she's like, I'm going to be in town. And I'm like, hey, let's do radio together. So then Shelley comes over. And then guitarist number one. we're rolling through guitarists today because that's
funny.
The way we roll.
Yeah.
Guitarist number one has an emergency
had
on his
a work
way here.
Emergency, yeah.
And then we both just met Chris.
Yeah. So welcome, Chris.
Welcome, Chris. Thanks for being here. And Chris, pull the mic up to your mouth right quick so people can hear or you go down to the mic because we had it down for your guitar. So are you a student here at Southeastern?
I am. I'm at the college at Southeastern, actually.
Oh, so you're really young.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm graduating in December.
That's awesome.
And I'm 23.
Congratulations. So, yeah. All right, that's awesome. So how long have you been playing guitar?
I want to say 10, 11 years, maybe.
And how long have you been playing guitar with Shelley Moore?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, four, five, as long as the song is.
And so you've got a brand new song, Shelley, that's coming out. So we want to do that, and this was all just got thrown together here. So we're gonna ask for a little grace and a little mercy. But you sounded awesome when you guys were just practicing out the outside of the room. So knock yourselves out. We've got about 5 minutes left before we hit the break. So
All right. If
we run out of time, we run out of time. But what's the name of this song?
Well, it's still to be named, but right now the working title is "He Does Not Remember Your Sins."
Okay, awesome. Take it away.
There's forgiveness from your iniquity. There is healing for your disease. For redemption flows from his mercy seat. Yes, he satisfies every need. Remember his benefits. He does not remember, he does not remember your sin. All your guilt and sin has been placed on him. All your crimes erased by the blood. You are clothed in robes of his righteousness. Oh, what more could you want? Come, child, remember his benefits. He does not remember, he does not remember your sin. Come, child, won't you remember his benefits? does not remember, he does not remember your sin. Come, child, his goodness will satisfy. Come, child, delight in his love. Come, child, believe when he tells you this. He does not remember, he does not remember your sin. Though your body here will return to dust, and the earth will pass away, still your soul's renewed with an ending youth, and his
beautiful. That worked great.
Ah, great job.
Great job, Chris.
Thank
that
you
was
so
awesome.
Much.
Wow. Yeah. What a lifesaver.
That was pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. That
he
just
admit.
They met like 12 minutes ago.
Yeah,
made like one run through. And then here you go.
Here you go.
That was just beautiful and great timing because we're going to hit the commercial break in about 20 seconds. And so
perfect.
There's the outro music playing right now. See, there you go. Awesome. We're live in the studio with Shelley Moore talking about women in ministry and women in worship. And Chris, thank you so much for being here and helping us out. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. More with Shelley Moore. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Right there showing up in the bump music rotation. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. If you want to join us here in the studio, you can do that. You're probably looking at your Facebook feed anyway. Just in the search box, put Steve Noble Show, N-O-B-L-E, and you can jump in there and join me in the studio with Shelley Moore today, who's we've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
Probably because you lived in Raleigh for a while, and I think that's how we originally met. I don't even know how we originally met. I don't know if it was through Matt or through Summit or what it was.
Yeah.
But you've been in kind of the praise and worship world for a while now.
Long time.
Now you live in Nashville.
Yeah.
And so let's go back to that last song. So it's just a beautiful song, untitled,
yeah,
but pulled from a psalm.
Pulled from Psalm 103, yeah.
So when you're kind of in writing mode, is that different for every artist? Like every...
Yeah. It can be. It can be different. If you're writing with other people, it can be different per co-write,
right,
too. Like, anytime you get another person involved, it's a whole other level of different.
So, I can imagine. So, yeah. With a song like that, is it, you get the lyrics first, you get the psalm first, then you hear the music, or how does that pop process kind of go?
With that one specifically, I actually heard John MacArthur speak at a conference called the Sing Conference in Nashville, and he said, just this quote from the conference, he said, "Please remember his benefits. He does not remember your sins." And it just shattered me. I thought it was beautiful. And I just have the worst memory in general. It just anything about remembering his goodness and remembering these things of the Lord that we are called to remember. I mean, even God himself calls us a forgetful people.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
That just really sticks with me because I am notably a forgetful person in so many areas of my life. And so I just think it's crucial for me to figure out ways around my brain to try to make it remember, to try to cause myself to remember who he is and his goodness and his benefits. And
so was it that day that you're like, okay, I got to write a song about this?
Yeah, I was so moved by the quote that I knew, okay, I've got to make a song. And it took me a bit. I was pretty intimidated by that quote that I didn't bring it into the room very quickly. But I was writing with this guy named Justin and in Nashville, and he just was very scripture centered and wanted to put scripture into song. And I was like, well, I have this quote and I have this psalm that I want to pull from. And so he was just really, he was all for it. So, and he was actually had attended the conference. So he remembered it.
Now, when you're writing lyrics, because that's basically, it's kind of like poetry. And so you've got phrasing and everything in there.
Yeah.
But then you got to turn around and bring the musical. You got to bring the melody and the chorus all into that.
Yeah.
Which from the outside looking in, I mean, I have enough of a musical background that I can pull all those pieces apart. But it's like, okay, now we got to get this square peg to match the round hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's that process like? Is it always kind of the same? Is it more difficult for some lyrics than others?
You know, that's tricky because I think in general I really love lyric and melody. And so when I find a melody that really seems to fit the mood of what I'm trying to say, mm-hmm. I make the lyrics to weave in and out to fit that.
Got it.
But for some people, in being in Nashville, I've found that some people really sort of find a niche.
Some people say niche. It's
anyway,
just tomato.
They, you know, some people are like, I'm a melody person. I'm a lyric person. And that's like, and when you say you're both, they're like, ah, you're probably one or the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you actually good at? You know? But yeah, so I always need to pair with an instrumentalist because I don't play for myself. Clearly, right. We have to go through those loops to get somebody in here. But I play to write. Sometimes I do write on my own and I figure out some keys but it's a visual memory for me. And so when a guy comes in and reframes the chord and it sounds different, then I can't play it anymore.
<'Cause>
I
that
have
messes
to find
you
it
all
again
up.
And it's like, all right, well.
So when did you discover you could sing?
So to be fair,
Chuck Reed, by the way, Pastor Chuck Reed, is giving me a hard time on Facebook Live right now. He's
a
brother from another mother. Why wasn't I invited to this party?
Thank you, friend.
So
he's awesome.
Blame Shelley.
I did actually invite him.
Oh, well, yeah, the gauntlet's been dropped.
I don't know if he needed the invite.
He's welcome here anytime except Mondays, Tuesdays.
Thursdays, Fridays.
Yeah. Saturday. No. But anyway, like, when did you discover? Because all of a sudden, a lot of us think we can sing, but we can't. But
well,
you can.
I loved singing, and I felt like I was hitting the notes, so that was helpful. And then I just kept doing it, and nobody said get off stage, so that was helpful. But it really, I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I basically know I'm aiming to hit notes. And I don't think when people are enamored by voices, like I'm not enamored by my voice, but like I'm enamored by other voices. There are certain voices that just really resonate with me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I know I can basically hit pitch, but I'm glad that I think the Lord sort of does something extra when he wants a voice to resonate with someone and he wants them to hear something beyond.
Yeah.
And really listen to what they're singing.
Well, that reminds me of what Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
It's not dissimilar from like this kind of a radio show where I literally ring different bells every day.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's hearing them.
Right.
Some people it's interesting to them. Some people it isn't.
Right.
And that's really not my business. That's the Lord's business. And that's what the Holy Spirit can do is take one song, one particular vocal quality, and one particular chorus or lyric or whatever it is, and administer that differently to different people, which is totally awesome.
And to be completely honest, if God wants to change my pitch between my ear and your ear,
he can do it.
He can do it. So if he wants me to sound horrible to you, he can do that.
Good luck with that. So, so when did you start singing like praise and worship music and start to really seriously pursue this?
You know, I think worship is always. Has always been a key part of my life, just as not even a part. It's just who we are. I think when you see Christ, you worship, you know, and so as a matter of like life itself and getting through seasons and working through struggles and circumstances and even working through different things that I couldn't quite understand quite yet in the Word, I would start writing a lyric to basically hold myself accountable to work to the end of that, to work through it.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember not having it as a crucial part of my life, as far as music, the side of that goes. But I've always, for me, the thing has always been to tell the Lord, like, I'm willing to carry the gospel however you want me to carry it. Like, it can be, I love music, but it can be music, or it can be just running to my neighbor's house and bringing a meal or whatever, however you want me to carry
this
gospel.
Or working in a non-music capacity in the secular world, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know, it's carrying the gospel. And this just happens to be where he keeps opening doors. And I do love singing, so I'm glad that that connects. But it's not really like, my pursuit is always going to be Christ himself. It's not like this, it's not the industry of music.
So from the moment you finished up your college years till today, how do you look back on that? Because it hasn't been easy.
No.
That's not an easy world to traverse.
No.
Because there's a lot of people that are talented and a lot of people that are gifted, but very few do we actually know who they are, right? I mean, that's just the brutal reality of it.
I would say the majority of people probably don't know who I am. So I don't know that I've like got much to say as far as like being on the other side of that, but... Yeah, and you just keep walking.
Well, you're on the side that most people experience. Most people don't experience the other side of it. That's why I'm interested, and we'll talk about this as we unfold the show. It's kind of what this journey's been like. Number one in the music business, and number two is a woman in the music business, and number three is a woman in ministry in general, which I know you have a couple thoughts on that, which is why you tuned in last Thursday when we talked about it on Theology Thursday. But we'll only go so far as you want to go on that one. We're talking to Shelley Moore today, who's just a great singer-songwriter, beautiful voice. That was a great song if you missed it at the beginning of the show. Too bad for you, because our guitarist left the house already, so we can't do that again. ShelleyMoore.com is her website, M-O-O-R-E. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back after this. Back at Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. My friend Shelley Moore is in the house, who is a singer-songwriter, Christian worship leader, and was here in Raleigh, which is how we got to know each other originally, and then moved out to Nashville, and she's been in that world for quite some time now. So what, 15, 16 years?
No. In Nashville?
No, not Nashville. Oh. In the Christian music worship world space, 15, 16 years, which, you know, from the pew or from the seats out there in the arena or whatever, looks like... Totally awesome. You know, it's so cool. What a great thing to do. You get to use your gifting and your talent to go out there and praise the Lord. But it probably hasn't been the easiest thing in the world to kind of pursue your dream that way, which I have a ton of respect for you for that. And you've got a lot of artistic ability outside of your ability to write and sing. But going into it, did you have some expectations? Did you have some goals and dreams and all that kind of stuff versus how life has unfolded over the last 15 years or so? Because it's definitely a journey, right?
Yeah, a can of worms. So I really, I don't think, I probably should have had more goals than I did have. I probably should have, I don't know. But I think I just didn't even know what to expect and what that looked like. To be fair, when I was growing up, I thought I was going to end up overseas somewhere, missionary. I had a heart to serve overseas. I was a girl who didn't care a whole lot about showers. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going to end up in a hut somewhere. Like, I'm the girl that doesn't care to like get her hands dirty and just keep running around. You know, I just thought my life would kind of look different than it did. And I tried pursuing some of those routes, and those doors were shut, and the Lord really had to break my heart for the States, you know, and open my eyes to see some things that I wasn't really looking for. And so I'm grateful he did that. I think, and he opened doors for music. I will say, in light of that, I did, when that happened, there was a few church leaders at the time that I remember going to because I had thought I was going to go this other route for quite some time. There was training involved, and there's all these things that you get sent out by a team of people that have researched the culture and like tell you what you know is working, what's not working, and this is something you need to be prepared for, and all the things. And so when I felt like the Lord was opening doors for music, I went to my church leadership and I said, this is what is going on in my heart and really where the doors are opening, and I'm not really sure what's next. And they were like, okay, good luck. And that was kind of it.
Yeah, they didn't quite know what to do.
No, and I was like really just kind of shocked, you know? Yeah. I was like, oh, so wait, if like I go overseas, there's like all this training, but for this, there's like,
nothing.
Where do I go?
Right.
You know? And there was
Because listen, there's a lot of people at churches, big and small, that are decent musicians, good enough to get up there and lead in worship.
Absolutely.
But it's a very small group that are excellent, that are clearly gifted and have a talent level above and beyond somebody that's able to serve in church and able to be part of a group and able to sing in a choir or even sing in a praise and worship band. But when you get to that level and to move forward, yeah, I mean, that's the question. How do you learn the nuts and bolts of this business?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. And I think in a lot of ways, it's still semi-unanswered for people that don't end up getting or knowing how to navigate the music industry already. Yeah. You know, if you're friends or a son of so-and-so or whatever, then, and you already kind of know people that work for the labels. And
yeah, you have some inroads.
Yeah, and you sort of figure it out. And then there's schools that focus, like Belmont University, focus in, you know, music business, and you can learn things like that. And I just had no idea that that was even a thing. Yeah. So I didn't quite do that.
So what was it like for you when you got on the first time you got on a church staff doing praise and worship? And you were like on the worship team.
Yeah, so I've never actually been on staff for worship. I've been on staff for design, and then I've served consistently.
Because that's part of your artistic bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
As a matter of fact, you can see all that stuff. If you go to Shelley's website, she really has a bag of tricks. She's got a lot of different talents, a great graphic artist, and does a lot of branding and stuff like that. ShelleyMoore.com is the website, M-O-O-R-E, and that's Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, ShelleyMoore.com. You can see all that stuff there. But yeah, so you're on there doing graphic stuff and branding, and then, by the way, I have a killer voice. Oh, you didn't say that. Figured that out, right?
I mean,
because I don't, but you do.
There's a couple people that there in some of my transition, I will say, like, some of the churches wanted me there for music, but didn't have a position for me.
Okay.
In a couple of situations, one because of I was a female, and another situation was just they just didn't have a position. So at the time, it wanted me there, and so had other needs, and so brought me in that way. And so it's it's just varies.
And then, because how many like albums have you put together? I'm looking at the website right now on the music section.
I have 4 albums and a couple like one-offs.
So. Yeah, because all that stuff's downloadable. Because the industry's, we were just joking on the break about how we don't go out and buy CDs and stuff. We subscribe to Apple Music and just go get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Almost 100% inclusive of all music, not completely, but there's a lot that you can get for that cheap rate every month. And how's that affected you as somebody that's in the music business? You do other things too, but all of a sudden, people aren't buying CDs.
Yeah.
Although albums are coming back, but that's for those crazy kids. You know?
Yeah. And those are more expensive to make as an artist.
That's for sure.
So that's tricky. You want to know that you're going to sell those. So it's trickier to make, but it's probably helpful, you know, that, you know, people want to get their artistry level back up to album level, which is nice.
Yeah.
And so it sets a different bar. But as far as CDs, I still have, if I do shows or if I get, you know, sales, people will buy the album and then email me later that they didn't realize, like, I wanted your album and I forgot that I have no way to play it. And so that's really been fun, and usually I have to email the digital, or they'll just buy both, which is super kind. But so it's become tricky.
How does that feel when people are like, because that seems so interesting to me, when people will buy my book, which I wrote a book back in 2010, and hopefully I'll write more, but when people want to buy it, I'm always like, you do?
Yeah.
is that weird for you when people want to buy your album, buy your CD?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always like encouraging, but there's a point that's like, oh good, like my voice is resonating with you, and that's fun, you know.
Yeah.
Like you just hope that God keeps doing that and using you in some way, and in a way it's a bit of an affirmation that, like, okay, keep going this way, that he's still using.
What's kept you going after 15 years in this business?
Grace of God. I mean, and I don't say that flippantly, honestly, just the pure direction and grace of God. Like He is our shepherd, and he shepherds my feet, and I just go where he tells me to go. And so I think, once again, my pursuit is Christ. It's not music industry. It's not to win some sort of deal or whatever. It's you know, to carry the gospel, because beautiful are the feet, right? And so, like,
right,
if
Romans.
I carry the gospel, then you've got to walk it out. You've got to walk it somewhere, you know?
Do you find that, have you found a lot of people in our Christian world, our evangelical world, they're like, Shelley, get a real job.
Yeah.
You know, you know me. I'll speak frankly to you, but I would imagine a lot of people are like, you know, kind of. I'm like your parents. I'm a gypsy for Christ, and I'll go where the doors open.
Yeah.
Because it was it this year or last year that you spent like a month in Australia?
Yeah.
And I was like 3 months. I was like touchdown, Shelly.
Yeah,
that's so
really
awesome.
It was amazing.
But that's 3 months.
Yeah.
Out of a 12-month year.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have the highlights like that, and other times you just kind of trudge through.
Oh yeah.
So have you gotten a lot of blowback for that?
You know, I would say earlier on, in different seasons, I get more blowback, I guess. That's a weird word.
Yeah, people just going, Shelly,
it's weird because you have people saying like, oh, I'm rooting for you. And I'm like, thank you. And you kind of don't know what they're rooting for. Or they see Lauren Daigle or somebody great who's like walking just the same with the shepherd, and the Lord's just walked her a different way and a beautiful way, you know, but you see people like, oh, I can't wait for you to be there. And I'm like, I don't know that the Lord's walking me that way.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like I'm grateful for the encouragement. I think that it's kind, but I think like expecting everyone's music journey or testimony walk to look the same.
Yeah, because I think a lot of us look at that and go, and you and I were talking about our mutual friend Matt Papa, who's been on the show many times and does Call to Worship every year and stuff. And so they go, well, why in the world, why don't I hear Matt on K-Love? Why don't I hear Shelly on K-Love? But not everybody's called into that. That doesn't mean, if you don't get there, that doesn't mean that somehow your ministry is less effective or less valuable.
Yeah, Matt's
amazing. It's just different.
That's everybody should know. Matt Papa is amazing. He's got amazing lyrics, and you need to
amazing
hear them.
Lyrics. It's
you
like,
need to hear them.
It's like Charles Spurgeon with a guitar.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
remarkably deep lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, he really and yeah, he references a lot of theologians past and present.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, and his lyric, and so it's it's always really meaty. All right, so worth
on that note, do you think a lot of modern praise and worship music, either stuff we hear at church or stuff we hear on K-Love, is a little light in the loafers? It's a little too much cotton candy and not enough real depth. That's, you know, I when I hear old hymns, I'm like, oh, there's some red meat.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff today is like, you know.
Well,
am I singing this line 13 times or 14 times?
Okay.
At what point do I put my hands up and move with the crowd? And
well, you know, I think a lot can be said on both ends of that. So, you know, I did end up navigating a bit of radio. I had one song called Unraveling that got a little bit of radio play. Do we need to, is that like your closing?
You got 10 seconds. Keep going.
This is not a 10 second story.
Okay. All right. Well, then hold. Then I'll do what I normally do as a radio professional.
Fair enough.
Shelly, hold that thought. We're talking to Shelly Moore today on the Steve Noble Show, the journey of a singer-songwriter, praise and worship leader, and a follower of Christ and a sister in Christ. ShellyMoore.com is the website, ShellyMoore.com, ShellyMoore.com. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Talking to my friend Shelly Moore today, singer, songwriter, worship and praise leader, and has been in that world for 15, 16 years. And we'll pick up that conversation in a sec. Just wanted to remind you. And by the way, tomorrow on the show, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, I will not be broadcasting on Thursday or Friday. I'll be hanging out with my family. Praise the Lord. Excited for that. But tomorrow, I always do this right before Thanksgiving. I just open up the phones. Hopefully this won't be as difficult as it is in most Sunday school classes. When you say, okay, who wants to share a praise? Like, what's the Lord done in your life in the last week? And don't raise your hand and just say Jesus. You know, give me a Sunday school answer from a middle schooler. And it's amazing in adult Sunday school classes, small groups, or people we're Johnny on the spot when it comes to prayer requests, but when it comes to praises, as you were talking about early, Shelly, as we consider what the Lord has done for us and our recognition of that and our appreciation of that, that's what we're going to do tomorrow. So I'll open up the phones. I've got the only thing I really want to share tomorrow is something I wrote several years ago. It's called 66 Things to Be Thankful For from the 66 Books of the Bible. I can do that in about 6 minutes. So I'll close the show with
too
that.
Too many sixes.
It's too many sixes. Thank you for that dark thought, Shelly. I appreciate that. But that'll be tomorrow on the show. So all about Thanksgiving. And just a reminder, reminder about our good friends at MediShare. That was a huge blessing when the Noble family found out about it. And I think our insurance at the time with a regular carrier in North Carolina was going to be like $1,400 a month. And it was literally unaffordable. Then we found out about the ministry of MediShare. Over 300,000 Christians nationwide now who share each other's major medical expenses. So you go around Obamacare, you go around all that stuff. You learn how to actually manage your healthcare dollars. Most families save $400, $500, $600 a month. They save hundreds. It's really amazing. And it's a great way to kind of operate as the body of Christ was designed to operate. So I hope you'll at least take the time to check out MediShare for yourself. I am thoroughly convinced from our own experience that you will be blessed by that. It'll be a good use of your time. 844-744-BIBLE is their phone number, as always. 844-744-BIBLE. Talking to Shelley Moore, shelleymoore.com. shellymoore.com. And I think we were talking about modern lyrics and stuff.
And radio.
Radio, cotton candy, and what's the world like. Because most lyrics to me, my wife and I, Gina and I, were born again in 94 and really started to grow about 2000. And I spent a lot of time out here at the seminary. Most lyrics to me are not theologically very deep, not necessarily wrong, but they're in the shallow end of the pool. But that's my perspective. But what's your perspective?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of things to consider in this, because when you're talking about K-Love, if you're talking about K-Love versus church, that's very different.
Two different things.
Two very different things. And so K-Love or Christian radio, in general, K-Love's one of many. But when you have Christian radio, they have a ministry, right? And so they have a specific listener panel that they're trying to reach. You know, there are songs that they try to test, and there's sort of this joke that they're going for the Becky, the soccer mom with the kids in the back of the van. And, you know, but there's also, I've talked with these radio, you know, the faces, you know, behind the voice and behind these stations. And I've gotten to hear their stories of receiving calls from like baby dedication songs to like suicide calls. And their goal is to have you hear a tad bit of hope in 15 seconds if you're on scan, you know? So I think a lot of Christians want these like weighty things and some of the heaviness that we relate to as firm and strong believers. Like, you need that balance, and you do need that balance in your songs. You do need to feed yourself with those types of songs.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know that the radio station is meant to give you that.
Well, in 15 seconds,
to be fair.
Yeah, in 15 seconds, you can't unpack a Charles Haddon Spurgeon sermon.
Right.
You just need something that somebody can sink their teeth in.
Right.
In 15 seconds.
And feel like there's hope that can beat whatever this depression is.
Yeah.
And there's literally countless suicide callers that come into these stations. And I think we can get too oriented in this me-focused society, like, well, this isn't feeding me, you know? Like,
right,
well,
right.
You know, it's this station goes out to the whole world.
Yeah, you're not the only one bellying up to the bar.
Yeah, and this isn't just for Christians. This is a radio station, you know? This goes to everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So
not just
they're
you.
These are your brothers and sisters on the front lines of ministry. So, like, remembering who they are, and, like, when you pass a station praying for them, you know, that's like what we're called to, and mm-hmm. finding reasons to more and more reasons, especially these silly ones, to divide ourselves and to sort of
we're good at that.
Yeah, we are. It's unfortunate, but we really are. So I just want to call everybody to pray for your radio station, brothers and sisters, the people that are taking all those calls and they don't know what's coming in next.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
To be fair, also, just a month or two ago, I was the first one on site to a bridge jumper in Nashville. And I had to stay with them and call the police. And it was traumatic. It was stunning. But you just forget, you can forget how much people need hope, you know?
That's right.
So
I was just looking on your website, shellymoore.com, Moore, shellymoore.com. Yeah. Are you going to be in Raleigh in February?
I will be.
That's so cool. At the Providence Women's Conference.
That's right.
It is. Boom, right there. And you can download Shelley's music. She's got four albums, and it's really, really soulful. It's your lyrics are wonderful.
Thank you.
And it's not like poppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to dance to Shelley's. I mean, I suppose you can if you
maybe
want.
Maybe some of the older albums.
Maybe some of the older albums. But it's really, really rich music, great lyrics, a beautiful voice. And if you missed it at the beginning of the show, just go to Facebook Live or go to the podcast tomorrow, and you can hear Shelley and Chris, the guitarist that we just met. That's his full name now. did a brand new song of hers, but ShelleyMoore.com. What's the hardest thing about being down this road in the music business, worship business, church business, all that stuff? What's been the hardest thing for you?
Yeah.
And as a woman. Which is... You can go there if you want.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, I think, like, the hardest thing is probably, you know, figuring out some of the business as an independent and feeling equipped to do what I'm doing. Yes, as a woman, and walking into churches and knowing, like, what you're going into and feeling supported by, you know, the people that bring you in, you feel their support because they booked you, clearly. But, you know, I've got to navigate financial conversations and navigate all sorts of things and just the different conversations about what I can share and what I can't share from stage and why that matters. And for the most part, in the majority of circles that I go into, I have a lot of freedom and I have a lot of support, which is great. So I think the trickiest thing is to feel like you're being equipped for that specific job. It's a lot of self-equipping and so hoping that I know what I'm doing now. Yeah. You know, like, I hope that I'm registered in all the right places. I hope that I've put the song up in a way where churches can have access to it. And you know, and half of that is just guessing. And then there's all these different ways to...
What have you liked most about being in the business for this period of time? And then what's been the most disappointing?
Oh, gosh. So what I like the best is seeing people encouraged. It's just sharing the gospel and via a song and letting people know in some level that you're struggling too and there's still hope, you know? There's hope for you. So in the midst of whatever this is, like, God is at work and you can see him and you can trust it. And so, I think just carrying the gospel through a song or through a conversation, you know, off to the side after a concert. Those are really special too.
And what's been kind of the most challenging or disappointing or hardest to deal with? You've been on this road for over 15 years now.
Yeah. I mean, probably the most disappointing is just not necessarily feeling community all the time, mm-hmm. you know, in the midst of it. And once again, that kind of points back to the equipping nature of, like, when the church sort of says good luck, like, that's not our thing,
right?
You know, but it is the church's thing, you know, because clearly they want to receive everything from K-Love and make it their worship music, and you know, it matters that the church would choose to equip these people that are doing this.
Am I allowed to play a little clip from one of your songs?
Absolutely.
I just want to, this is unraveling, I think.
Yeah. I looped a rabbit's hole around the tree, trying to ordain the life that's best for me. All my knots were tied, my bows fell perfectly. Now I'm unraveling.
Gonna leave it on in the background a little
well,
bit.
You know, I think when I first recorded it was pretty weird and distracting. Now it's just kind of a comfort. I think I wrote it to comfort, and so I think I've had emails come in where people have been so moved, and now when I hear it, I hear their stories again.
That's so cool.
It's just really cool. And in fact, there was a radio person who felt like that song's called Unraveling, and she felt like her life was kind of falling apart. She lost her voice. And she's like, this is my livelihood, and this is what
deal.
I'm called to. Like, this is how I share the gospel. This is how I carry it through my voice. And so she didn't know what God was doing. And God revealed things over time, but
that's
she
really
said
cool.
That song gave her hope.
All right, you get to be the first one to answer the question tomorrow, something in the last year that you're really thankful for.
Oh, man. God's shepherding. Can I just say that?
Sure.
God's shepherding. He's good.
He is good.
He's a good father.
All the time. ShellyMoore.com is the website. ShellyMoore, ShellyMoore.com. Shelly, always great to see you. Thanks for coming in here, and thanks for rolling with a guitarist you've never met before.
Thanks for having me.
It sounded great.
Finding him.
You're very welcome. Yeah, that all just came together. Thank you, Lord, for that. We'll be back tomorrow talking about Thanksgiving and thankfulness. We'll do that on the whole show tomorrow. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again soon. And as my dad always said, ever forward.